form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativus, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogan the anvil, human cleric, and Ravy, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for the Great Old Ones.
All right, Ravy, you start walking over there, and you're at the door. And are you going to open it?
Yeah, I'm going to open it as soon as the boys get here. I was waiting.
Okay. They're so slow.
They really are.
They're like Anton slow.
I'm like 9 decks. What do you want from me?
Move your icon. It's easy. Okay, I'm going to open the door.
Okay. So you open the door, and you think you saw some motion right here, but it's gone. It was quick. But as you open the door, it leads to this landing, and you can see the landing leads out onto, there's no guardrails on either side of this, by the way. So there's like a 10-foot drop on either side, and there's a little walkway, and then it takes you up to this long pier, and then you see there's something over here, but you can't make out what it is from all the brambles.
All right, I guess we're going outside.
Do we ever open this door down here, or it just leads out to the ledge?
It just leads out to the outside.
Oh, okay.
I believe we opened it at one point.
You did. It's open.
I wasn't sure if it was open.
You have yet to close a door that you've passed through.
Yeah, I went outside that door, actually, and left it open because it's when I was going north again.
Right.
I think it's the one we stood on when we realized where we were.
Yeah, that one too.
Okay, so Mativus, Allegan, where are you going?
I guess I'm following everybody.
Okay, Ogan. Logoth, what are you doing?
Being a bony handman.
Alright.
Do I get a reveal?
You get a reveal! It looks like nothing, but it isn't nothing. Because there's something there. There's also an initiative.
I hate this place!
It won't take long for you to change your mind.
Right there.
Oh, is that a freaking Archon?
Would I do that?
You son of a gun.
The landing has two fountains. Each one is a Ouroboros, where the scales run with ice-cold water. You can also see the rest of the complex kind of off to the side from this vantage point. You can see that this doorway that had the three keyholes in it clearly leads into the side of the mountain. There is a woman in a brown robe holding a broomstick with no bristles. She is clad in what appears to be the shoulder pads of an Archon and a necklace of some sort of silver producing flames with a scythe blade is what she's wearing. It's like a little scythe blade necklace. And she lifts up the broomstick and starts to cackle, and a flaming scythe emerges from the broomstick.
God damn it.
And that is initiative on it. And you guys have already rolled, which is awesome. Nadia, are you in this initiative? Top of the order is Allegan again. Holy jeez. With a 20, Ogan is going on a 19. That would put Ravy at a 15. Mativus is going to go next with a 10. Then Nydia with a 10. And then Logoth with a 5. How did you roll a 5, dude?
I don't know.
It's because he got shook earlier by his girlfriend.
And I am going on a 13. All right. Allegan. Woman is in brown robes. She's got a broomstick with no bristles. She's just held onto it and started chuckling. And this flaming scythe blade kind of comes out of it. Her white hair is flowing in the breeze. She's got these shoulder pads that look like they come from the Archon. She is preparing to bring the full force of that broomstick upon you. What's your move?
So she does not look undead or blighted or anything like that.
She does not.
Does she look like a hag?
Yes.
Well, the reason I ask that is I'm going to be casting a positive energy scorching ray at Mativis. 25 hits your touch?
Yeah, 25 hits touch AC.
And there's actually two of them. If a 21 hits your touch AC, so then you get back 26 HP, because you're in front and you're probably going to need them.
Hey, are you close to full now?
I am back up to full.
Oh, cool.
Thank you very much.
And that is my turn.
I give you a thumbs up.
Next would be Ogun.
How much can I move again and still cast a spell? I'm sorry, I forget about that.
You can move half of your movement speed.
So that'd be, what, 20?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in the way, but that's as far as I can move.
Chaos Hammer, all right. There we go. My will save is a 26.
Ah, okay, fine. It's only half damage then. Okay, so it'd only be 10.
All right, so she takes 10. Ravy?
I am going to cast Spell Recall, which is at will.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Oh, Ravy hears in our telepathic link. Nice.
Okay. So.
That's will.
Well, I take double from fire. I'm saving for half isn't doing anything because I'm taking full damage. Okay. So this fireball just like smacks into her and seems like it definitely puts some hurting on her. Her round, she is going to turn, face you, and come on here to attack. There we go. 24.
I'm like, what is that? My touch or my AC?
You're just your AC.
Oh, wait. I have my armor on.
Don't you
still
have your armor? Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, whoops. Totally forgetting myself here. No, it does not.
All right. How close is it?
No. 21. With my temp 10. That's right. There we go. Sorry.
So I do
read it. Yeah, you do.
Okay. So she cuts into you, and the 7 points of damage from the slashing hurts, but then you feel the familiar, burn of fire trace the line of that slash across your chest when she cuts into you. So it feels like the fire is ignoring the armor altogether and burning you on a mystical level.
I'm screaming in pain.
But she looks happy about that. But that's all she could do. She hit her with a fireball and screwed up her concentration, so she couldn't cast her spell to Mativis.
Yeah, cool. Am I still at that plus one still?
No.
Okay, cool. I get in here.
Mm-hmm.
Issue another challenge.
Okay.
And attack.
26 will hit me.
17 damage in total. 7.
Jeez, nicely done. So that would bring us to Nydia.
Oh my gosh! It's you! I found you! Logoth, Allegan, hey!
All of a sudden, Logoth's important now that you've heard about it. That's great. Yeah, not an asshole anymore somehow. It's great. No, appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so winded. Oh my gosh, you look terrible, Logoth.
He always looks terrible, honey.
I think you need some healing, but I need to catch my breath before I can do that, since I just dashed over here. So
you look terrible.
So, I had to do a dash to get to reach Logoth, and that's what I would like to do on my next turn, is to heal Logoth.
Okay, well, we can do that when we get to the next turn.
Yeah.
Hey, Logoth, you critically failed that save against your ego, because...
No, I totally did, by the way.
Yeah, you just got blindsided there. Nydia backstabbed you.
And then the cricket came in and was all...
Okay, so that would be you. Logoth, what you doing, bro?
Okay, so, Nydia, have you made it apparent to me that you're gonna... like lay hands on me and I'm gonna get healed up?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. I just need to catch my breath. One moment.
There's the yellow walkway that we're on.
Correct.
It looks like every other place on the map is outside of the yellow walkway, as in there's a wall between it. Is that correct or incorrect?
That is correct.
Okay, so we only have the 5-foot walkway that we're working with.
Yes, and it is all external with no guardrail, So there's like the water down here, and oh wait, I'm on pan, sorry. There's the water down here, and then this is actually the wall of the cave.
Okay, fair enough. That kind of changes up my strategy. Sorry about that. One moment.
No, you're good, man. That cricket is going to town.
Yes, they do.
So I'm going to have to do a second level summon monster, right? Okay. For second level, I believe it's badgers. Okay, I've got 1d3, so let's roll that, if you don't mind.
I don't. So you have 1d3 spectral badgers.
I do. Well, they're not spectral, man. They're, you know, vanilla badgers.
Just vanilla.
Yeah, so this d6...
Vanilla badgers.
There we go. 6.
Yeah, so I got 3 badgers, and I would prefer them to be flanking the fuck out of her. Can they occupy the same space that these two fountains are?
Yes, they can sit on the fountains.
I mean, they can't attack right now, but that's the round. Okay.
So we've got spectral. We got badgers in the house.
They're not spectral. They're just vanilla badgers, by the way.
That sounds like a delicious candy.
I was gonna say, how did you determine what flavor they were?
Vanilla badgers. Okay, so we got badgers. What should we alley in?
I mean, looks up.
How do you keep getting the best, like, initiatives?
I got no idea. I'm rolling real high on those initiatives, and
real low on everything else.
Real low on everything else. So let me. So this is all open air, correct?
Yes.
So I'm going to summon on top of this woman. Because, yeah, Ravia hit her with the fireball, and that looked like it hurt her a lot, right?
Right.
An enhanced flaming sphere.
Nice.
See, that was a 1 on that damage. So, yeah, if I can get a reflex save from her.
19?
Yeah, she made that.
But she takes double damage from fire. So well, she's still gonna take full.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because great. She doesn't. She's saving for half means she doesn't take.
No, it's a. This is a reflex negate.
Oh, okay. So
unfortunately.
Then, oh yeah, then she's fine. She didn't take anything.
Yeah.
And then we are at Ogun. What's Ogun doing?
I can't get in there to melee, can I? I don't want to step on his badger.
Nah, you would step on a badger if you went in the melee.
Alright, I guess I'm gonna go here and hit her with another Holy Smite from the ring gun.
Alright.
Could pick a badger at him.
Go badger. Don't hurt his badgers, man. Come on, he's been in a mirror for 5,000 years.
Go badger punting.
These badgers are all he has. He gives them little names.
That means something different in England, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, does it?
Oh my. He
has tea parties with the badgers. And
Huffle puffing.
So good. Out of 4d8, I made 13. 13 to you, Holy Witch.
I took it. The Holy Witch took 13. Yeah, she looks hurt, man. That would put us at Ravy.
All right, so I'm hurting right now because I just got hit, and I don't usually get hit, so I'm going to be a whiny bitch about it. I'm going to go ahead... And I'm going to blast Scorching Ray.
Oh. I don't like them fire spells, man.
You said Matavis is right.
Holy crap! If I fail, it might not matter if I fail this or not. Oh, I don't even get a... I don't get a save, do I?
Nope.
So that's gonna be 38 damage. What is 38 times 2?
76.
I don't do the math. I just kill the thing.
76.
She's... Okay, so you just did as much damage as she has taken completely. With one spell. She's gone. Like, there's just ash and dust and just obliteration. I mean, you just... You get hit. You look at her indignantly. Just the kind of wry smile crosses Ravi's face, as we all know her to have. She holds a hand out, and just the fires of perdition themselves wrap around and fly forth and just coat this witch's body. And she is like Sarah Connor in Terminator holding on to the fence just goes like ash, skin peels back, bone left, and then the bone chars and just crumbles to dust. The no bristled broomstick hits the ground and the spell goes out after her body is obliterated. That is how quickly and completely you cremated this thing. Combat over. Ravy got mad.
Damn, good shooting.
Like, that was some Wahidas.
So, Nydia gives Logoth, touches Logoth, gives him 17 healing with inflict serious runes, and then looks up and goes, "Oh, hey, everybody, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Nydia's alive, yay!"
What happened? What's been going on?
Just an Archon tickling.
Wow.
Great, Archons. The only thing I would hate to see more than them are some green hacks.
How'd you get up here, Nydia?
Oh my gosh. I met Goom. Oh, here, Logoth.
The greatest thief that ever lived?
Yes, he gave me this feather to give you. He said you're a nice man.
That would be the best t-shirt ever. It's just a little jack-o'-lantern head and a lockpick and just the greatest thief that ever lived.
I'll get to work on it.
Oh, please. That would be so awesome. Well, I feel like aesthetically...
Thanks for the healing, Ogun.
Goom lives in your wheelhouse, Madri. I feel like he just lives there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna run over and give Nydia a big hug.
I got you.
Yay!
Same.
I move Anu onto my shoulder and give you a giant hug.
No, fuck all that shit. Like, Goom.
hey, shut up.
I high five
you. We're having a moment here.
When Logoth holds up his bony hand is all Goom, I, from over...
Give him a high five.
Yeah, from, like, over your shoulder. Yep.
High five.
Goom!
But you met Goom.
I know, and I survived. By the way, don't touch Goom.
Wait, what?
No, why did you bring him here? I wanted to touch fucking Goom.
Oh, heck no. I don't know. I haven't come across anything since I've been here. But Goom said that three hags were keeping him prisoner here. And I haven't seen him.
One of them. Her name is Helga.
Is Helga? Like, she's still alive?
She just sent the Gug Major against us. So we had
wait a second. You know Helga?
Wait. Anton, do I know Helga?
No, you don't know Helga. What happened to the feather? Did you hand the feather to Logoth?
To Logoth, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get it, by the way.
Okay, so when you touch the feather, your brain starts to fill with visions of a stable, four horses. Your mind is kind of reeling, and then you kind of come to the realization that the horsemen have horses, and those horses are stabled somewhere. And this is probably the thing that opens whatever that somewhere is.
Ah, I see. Okay, where's the stable look like it is?
Well, you can only see the inside of it right now.
There's no windows in that stable, Anton? Come on.
There's no windows in that stable, Tom Michael.
Got the hunger inside you.
There are horses in that stable.
Four of
them. One of them's a pale one. I'm sure.
Oh, it is. It's very pale. It's a pale horse.
Somebody get that horse a tan.
Did I have the same vision too?
You got bits and pieces, but there's reasons that you didn't see things that were there.
Because you're holy.
There we go. That means I'm doing my job. Which you guys already figured it out.
No, seriously, you met Goom.
I did. Goom is pretty awesome. Goblin,
yeah.
A goblin. Where's a pumpkin hat? Oh, it's Jack-o'-lantern, the little face.
Hey,
so
hey,
cute.
Hey,
did he pick a lock for you? Did he pick a lock
yeah.
for you?
Destroyed the entire building.
Yeah.
Wait, that was the name we got from the temple,
mushroom.
Right?
Yeah.
I know you got in
mushroom.
Here. Do you
yes.
know how to get out of here?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Follow me. So the door, I start.
Locks on
Stop! How come Goom didn't want to talk to me?
Goom didn't want to be in here. Goom actually didn't see you getting hauled over here. Said there was a green cloud that blocked his vision, so he just knew there were many people that the hags pulled in here. We can talk and walk.
Yeah, let's talk and walk, because we have someone's heart, and it's gross, and I'd like to give it back.
I lead everybody all the way back here.
So you lead everybody back where?
You said that I came to this point.
Right, but this just led you up, and that's going to lead them back down into the city.
Yeah, but that's how I got there.
Right.
Is that where the big waterfall is?
But that's not the way out.
That's not the way out.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you guys found the way out.
That's the way back to the city.
You just have to figure out how to get out.
Yeah, we know where the door is, but we don't know how to get through it.
Well, then I led you here for nothing.
Hit the nail on the head there, Matthew. Want to say that again?
There's some locks we need you to pick for us.
I was going to say, isn't our lock picker here now? We can get to the door.
Oh my gosh, I would so love to do some lock picking and locking.
You can even use this lock pick I found.
There. All the pieces come together.
Oh, come together. This is the best gift I've been given in a while.
I actually found that in the room where we first heard Goom's name.
Nighty, you need to be given better gifts. Just saying.
Here, Allegan, hold this. And I hand you a little carving of a little deer that you recognize the craftsmanship. My daughter Bellis made it for me and Ashra's anniversary that we just celebrated. Okay, hold that.
All right. I need you and John Michael to make me perception checks real quick.
I'd also like to do a little trap check as well.
Okay. That's a good 20. Oh. 25. Yeah, there definitely doesn't appear to be trapped. Okay. And Logos, that's a good 23. Logos, you recognize this lockpick immediately. And Nydia, you recognize this lockpick as looking like one of the ones Goom had.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should use this lockpick.
There are three heavily reinforced locks, and you have one lockpick.
Didn't I have a lockpick before? I did have a lockpick before.
That's what I'm saying.
As fancy as this one.
You don't think your skill set would be enough to pick these locks, but you think if you use the right tool, you could pick the lock the Goom.
I could just destroy the building?
Or the door.
We need 10-foot clearance at least. Okay. I would suggest we go against that right wall and that left wall.
Am I going to bring the building down on top of us, Logos? I don't know if I should use this lockpick.
I mean, you're not equipped to use the lockpick. It's the greatest thief that ever lived.
Pretty sturdy locks.
Could we just snap off some of Logos' bone fingers and just use those as lockpicks?
Those aren't skinny enough.
We've done that before.
It is fine.
Like, these aren't giant picks. These aren't giant locks, right? But I do have a lock pick, but you're saying that it's not good enough.
I feel like you've got a plot device you can just jam in that door.
Yeah, I can. All right. The DM's not warning me against this, so... crack my long fingers, stick the pick carefully in there, and listen for or feel just the right click. Should I be rolling something?
No. You feel
no sleight of hand there?
No.
No, girl, run, girl, run!
Wait. You feel the sense of accomplishment and pride wash over you like you've never experienced before. If a true moment of euphoria could be described, that is what you're experiencing right now.
Right before your face gets melted.
And then you, in slow motion, you watch as the door explodes. You're fine. And as the dust clears, you are looking out into the starlit sky above and snow on a field in front of you.
I am kissing the ground, and I'm calling bees to me.
Running outside butt naked. Woo!
Lay on the ground and look up at the sky. I haven't seen in a year.
You see bees buzzing around.
They're going to be a little hard to get there because it's so friggin' cold. But
oh, geez, yes. I changed my mind. I don't want to kill the bees.
I walk out, see a naked Ravy, and walk back in.
I make a snowball and throw it at your face.
Nice.
I catch you with my tail and return it.
So as you guys are standing there taking in the night air, you're looking at the snowy field that you're on, you see that it drops off into a cliff face. There's an Arctic sea that stretches out to the north.
Oh, wow.
Way out into the distance. There seems to be a spire of some sort. Just barely visible, poking up through the surface of the water.
We're like the roof of the world or whatever.
I'm so kissing the ground.
It's wet and covered in snow. So the sky stretches out above you in this beautiful blanket of stars. And to the north from your height on the mountain peaks that you're on, you can see a massive Arctic sea that is dotted with floating sheets of ice. To the south, you can see the craggy mountain landscape of the Northrend Mountains that the locals in the area know as the Teeth of the World. The wind is very calm right now, and the snow is only about ankle deep, but you can see clouds over the sea, and it kind of feels like maybe a storm is about to blow in. Not like immediately, but there's one that's on the horizon for sure. Anyone to drop me a knowledge nature?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
How's that? A natural 20? Or no, it's a dirty 20.
Yeah, you rolled a 9.
I did.
Mativus rolled a 19. So between the three of you, you guys can kind of like start putting your heads together, and you feel like between the temporal distortion of the days traveled through like the Dawnstone Temple, and then the time you traveled through the deep underground caverns, that trek over the bridge that took a couple of days itself, and then however long it took you to travel through the Dawnstone City, it's probably, judging by the stars' placement where they are currently in the night sky, it's been about a month since you guys left home.
A month?
Yeah, you're thinking it's been about a month.
Do we still have the map that we found when we first walked into the tree?
Yes. What map?
Ravy does.
I do. It's the map of the stagnant locations.
Ah, the wood orb. Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know the proper name. Sorry.
No, you're good, man.
Are we able to figure out our way to the town that we were supposed to go to from here? Without them?
Well, so the wood orb only showed a radius from the tree itself, and you guys are out of that radius. So it was about a 3 days walk in any direction, with the center point being the tree.
Would we at least be able to figure out which way we should go to try to get to that walled city?
Oh yeah, definitely. Between the knowledge nature rolls you got, you look like if you guys continue to travel to kind of down into the southwest on the Dawnstone Mountains, it should take you about 3 weeks, provided nothing goes wrong, to get to Veronia.
What was the original distance?
The original distance was a week.
You said it's nighttime and a storm is brewing?
Well, it's nighttime and there's a storm way off on the horizon, so it probably would be a day or two before that hits. If it hits, you can just see clouds on the horizon.
The Teeth of the World, that's where the City of Perpetual Twilight is, right?
The Teeth of the World is a fairly large range of mountains.
Okay.
That rims the north of the landmass that you guys are on.
So we're like 3 weeks away from that, or
you guys are probably about 4 to 4.5, depending on like elevation and weather, from Cinderfall, if you were going to go that direction, which would be southeast.
What a mess.
We should at least try to find some sort of shelter
from and something warm.
Exactly.
Ravy puts all her clothes back on.
That's kidding. Right. You stripped.
Listen, no, okay? Haven't seen the stuff in a while. Got a little excited.
I did too.
I've not seen that stuff in a while.
I was so excited just to see a sky. I wanted to call my bees, but this is not the place for bees either.
Yeah, they wouldn't do well here, Nydia.
Well, at least, I mean, I have my portable forge. That'd be at least some source of heat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be great. Because I'm not dressed for this at all. An apron is not very warm. All right, so we're going southwest to Baronia. Cause
what
it's,
it sounds like.
It's a week and a half closer than going to Cinderfall.
That's true.
Should we take a rest? When was the last time any of us slept?
Well, we just woke up from being knocked out with poison gas and stuff. That was just a few hours ago, right?
Yes.
Well, we did burn quite a bit while we were taking down Big Gug.
I like that we're calling him Big Gug. That makes me happy.
Big Bad Gug.
Big Gug.
So I would say that possibly a few folks would maybe need a little bit of a break.
Yeah, that sounds like a good call.
Maybe to get a little food in us, maybe get a little warm. I mean, are we exactly dressed for this weather?
Not really.
So, thinking about how long it'll take for possible hypothermia to set in on those of us with not good boots, I think we should probably get off this mountain.
And it's nighttime, right? You said it was a night sky?
Yeah, it is nighttime.
So
it's even colder.
Maybe we should fashion some sleds, get out of here as fast as possible.
So he's the food dog to pull anything.
Much around to fashion a sled out of.
Could we find a cave somewhere? I don't want to go back where we came from.
Well, we just need to look around and see if we can get like a perception or a sense.
Survival?
Yeah, survival would probably be good.
I would probably say both of those roles would be solid roles.
Question, can I fly and survey the area?
You could fly, yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna...
You can fly? Yeah.
She can fly! She can fly!
I can fly! I can fly.
Is that something we would have known? We would have seen you do that before?
You guys have seen her do that before.
I totally flew and fought a boss.
Yeah, she. I like that you said fought a boss, because that was the terminology I was going to use.
Yep.
Oh, wait, you did fly. You flew over a
giant. I'm going to Peter Pan style take up into the air and look around. Because I'm an orc, which means I got dark vision. Dark!
Hooray, dark vision. Dark vision.
This is now when we become the musical podcast. This whole episode is just music.
A musical.
So that's basically what you can see. There is not really any cave structures.
Not.
Yeah. And the terrain as it goes farther and farther out, you know, because even with dark vision, you're still limited by, you know, like the line of sight as far as like fog and stuff goes. You can kind of see that there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of life forms up here, if anything, that you can see at night. And there doesn't really seem to be any kind of shelter or structure of any shape or form.
Are these trees?
Those are frost-covered trees.
And all that's behind us is the door, right? It was not a cavern? It was the door into the underground cavern.
Yeah, it's the door into the underground cavern. So it's basically just like you came out, and there's like a hill, and there's just a door that opened, and you walked out into the snow.
And we're gonna die, everybody.
Since I'm outside, if I pull out the heart phone, can I call Hansabar?
You've made one call for the day. It hasn't been 24
hours.
Damn
it.
When I see you do that, I'm like, hey, I thought the, you know, like, mission was to get Hansabar here, by the way. Was I wrong?
Well, we're gonna freeze to death if he doesn't show up soon.
If we can build a lean-to from some of this wood against some of these cliff faces over here.
And find a cliff face that will cut the wind.
Exactly. My thought, if we can build like a lean-to out of some of this wood, I could fire up my forge inside of it and we could have at least enough heat to get through the night.
And I have a cauldron too, so...
We've got food.
Oh, we've got plenty of shark steaks.
I agree. All of us will live, by the way. That being said, our mission was to summon Hansabar. And I'm
sorry. Who is this Hansabar? Who are you talking about? That's not our mission. Our mission, Logoth. Our mission is to get to that city that I'm forgetting the name of right now, to go talk to the Loader Chains.
Yeah.
What happened to y'all? Did y'all forget that?
We didn't forget. It's more that we have a new friend and we kind of need to make contact with them.
I'm sorry. That was very, very sarcastic of me.
No, it's okay. We were split apart and...
you need a new friend too. I'm going to start taking my hammer to one of these trees to try to get it down to make lean-to.
Right, I'm going to go like, ew, even gross. I'm holding... Never mind. I put it back in my pocket for now.
What does it look like? It's
his heart. It's a crystal heart.
Yeah, it's a ruby. It looks like a functioning heart carved completely out of ruby. But I mean, it looks like a heart. It doesn't look like a butt heart.
Does it?
No.
No, it's crystallized, but it's got up near the top ventricle is like I can hear you, and like lower tab, you know, that's where your like mouthpiece goes. It's pretty gross, and I'm tired of putting it on my face.
Can see why.
It does vibrate when it gets a call, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want, I can hold on to it.
No, I'm holding on to his heart. You're already in trouble.
Can I do a medicine check on
him? Look how Allegan's just in trouble.
What did I do?
Sitting on the chair, ring a bell?
Touching shit.
But if we remember, we decided that was your fault.
That is not my fault. I was not there.
I think Matibus and Allegan decided it was her fault, but the rest of us were undecided.
I like that we're having this argument why Olgan is just like begrudgingly chopping down a tree.
I'll take it out of my... I'll do the tree.
So. Well, I like how you're having this argument with Ravy floating like probably 20 feet off the ground. So you're hollering back and forth to each other up into the sky.
Ravy, can I touch the heart thing and check it out medically?
I think that would be bad because of your wrist. We already lost how many?
I believe Logoth brought up possibly some sort of a scrying spell. So when we get a chance, I will try and do some research in my book and see if I can find one.
Okay, so we need to scry, right?
Did I get my tree down yet?
Yeah, no. Probably. In all of this conflict, you more than likely at least.
Which way is the wind coming from?
There's no wind right now.
Okay, well, what like breeze there is when it's coming off the ocean, I'd imagine.
Right? Yeah, it would come off the sea. Yeah,
hands of bar the first time.
No, it isn't.
The schematics for the sin chairs.
Oh, like the schematics
for the sin chairs.
The whole of the seven deadly.
Oh, sins
that were released
you.
In the.
Thank
in
you. Right.
That's where my confusion was coming in.
Thank you. I shout this to you as I'm building.
Yeah, you can just kind of look over. And he's about 5 to 10 minutes away from having a full lean-to constructed. He's fallen a tree during this entire conversation. Ogun's like taking a tree out. So I can kind of envision in my head as like the viewer, wonderful listeners at home. So the party is arguing over here. Ravy's floating around. Logoth's pulling out stuff from this magical scarf. Matibius is just watching very inquisitively. Nighty is trying to figure out what's going on. Allegan's trying to like stretch himself because remember he's just a little gnome, so he's trying to stretch himself to see this paperwork in the darkness. And then the viewer switches, and you've just got Ogun like falling a tree. Cuts back to the party arguing. Back to Ogun. Starting to make lumber out of the tree. Cuts back to the party arguing. Ogun starts to build a lean-to.
If I remember correctly, I thought I told you. I didn't tell you. I suggested it'd be a good thing to bring.
Klang would be the man.
Exactly. Yeah.
Klang, you think Klang built the sin chairs?
No, not at all.
He can.
But we need to.
No, it's Ogun. He can. By the way. My problem is we have not found the dwarves in order to do this.
But I thought you said Hans Zabar is a troll, not a dwarf, right? Did I hear that right?
Yes, but he was hanging out with the dwarves on the elemental plane of fire.
What?
Thank you. Thank you, Maddie.
When did all this happen?
Last game.
But she wasn't there.
I wasn't there. Yeah. I was shopping. And then y'all were gone. And then I found y'all. And then we came to the store. I'm being in character.
Yeah, my bad. Okay.
It's kind of a long story, and I promise I will go over all of it tomorrow when we're on the road.
Case in point, there's no road.
When we're on the metaphorical road.
Okay. I'm just
saying.
Is that
ice that Ogun's standing on right now is ice? Or just stone?
It's frozen ground.
I fly over to Ogun.
Okay.
I'm not talking to either of those noobs
anymore. I just placed it there because I thought that would be a good place to lean to against the wall to be out of the wind.
Do you want me to draw it for you? Do you have access to the pen tool?
What do you think the benefit of having these schematics is?
The benefit is that we can trap the deadly sins inside these thrones, and I hold up the schematics.
Remember the scabbard with all the seven different people on it, each represented a deadly sin? These chairs can hold them, can bind them. There's such heavy magic that they can bind them.
We'd have to find them and somehow keep them in a space so that you could potentially have time to build a chair, however long that would take.
Once we get the dwarves, they can speed up this process. There was a few of them.
Like a rip? Like 100?
At least 20 that I saw.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, we're good. We got dwarves. Element, plane of fire. Somebody scries in order to get Tons here, by the way.
So who has scrying?
Yeah, I think scrying is a spell in Pathfinder.
I do. That being said, it's not the right kind.
Yeah, I don't think you have the ability to do it.
I can do some research while everybody is resting, and I can attempt it. I don't know that it'll be successful, but I can attempt it.
I don't think we should have everyone resting. At least one person should be up with you if you do that.
Are you a witch level 4?
I am.
Witches can do scrying.
I just found it at the same time. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not a spell that I have in my currently have ready.
Looks like Nighty is going to be the only one that
can possibly do it.
Can pull it off, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't.
Allegan's in the lean-to studying scrying in his spell book.
Okay, good.
Like while this conversation is going on.
Also, I'd like to paint a picture that this conversation is happening. Because Raby hasn't landed yet, as far as
nope.
I know. So you're just... can you throw me a perception check from up there?
Yeah. That I can.
From up there.
I was going to light a fire, but I never landed, so...
If y'all think that scrying is one of our next steps, I'll talk to Mother Fultrace.
I think Allegan might be closer on this vein of magic. I'll start a fire.
Okay.
The perception check is giving you a... You see shapes, like, right at the edge of your vision.
My dark vision?
Yeah, you could see... There's something alive out here. There's a couple of things. Whatever they are, they're staying at the edges of your vision.
I'm just going to say, guys, I don't think we're alone.
But there's definitely something out there. But it never whatever they are, they don't ever come closer. And it kind of gets to be where, like, the nebulous horizon line and the dark kind of shapes, whatever these entities are, coalesce in a way that the only reason you can kind of even notice they're there, especially with dark vision, because it's like looking at a black and white TV, is like the silhouettes of the horizon line slightly shift every now and again, but it's low to the ground and it's not anything distinct, so you don't get an idea of how many or what is out there.
But I know I see something. I'm gonna swoop down to the ground and pick up a few pebbles.
Okay.
I'm gonna cast light on these pebbles. I have lots of lovely light spells. And I would like to throw these pebbles out into the darkness.
Okay. Give me a strength check.
Thank you.
How many are you throwing?
4.
Okay. Give me 3 more strength checks then.
Alrighty then.
15, 12, 6, 3.
Ooh,
you get just tireder and tireder.
You just drop one of them. And it hits the lean-to and rolls down and falls inside the lean-to. And now there's light. The other three, you know, they kind of, in incremental closer distances, you throw them out there. You can't see anything. Like, it's just whatever's there. The time it took you to pick up the stones, cast light, go back up in the air and throw. Because I'm assuming you're throwing from a high vantage.
Yeah.
Was able to move, but you can definitely get an idea that there's at least 5 of whatever was out there, and they're not just on one side. Whatever they are, they're everywhere.
I'm gonna fly down. I'll touch down outside of the lean-to. We are definitely not alone.
I have my claws ready.
Is everybody else asleep, or what's going on?
No, none of us are asleep. I mean,
did you get a good look at them?
No, I couldn't see anything, just shadows.
Well, maybe we should let those casters rest who need to, and the rest of us can stand watch. By the way, I'm going to fire up my forge inside the lean-to to kind of create an area of heat.
Okay.
I'm going to head inside and get some rest, because I need to reprep my spells.
All right, so first watch, then.
Could you cast light on the trees to maybe keep away any wildlife?
Yeah, sure. One sec.
I can walk with you as you're casting light on the trees and see if I see any animals' footprints or any other clues as to what it is that you saw.
Fine with me.
Is that a survival check?
Or
handle animals?
No, it would be survival or knowledge nature. Okay, so show me the path you guys are taking and what you're lighting.
So I guess I'm gonna go here. Light this one.
Okay.
And then I'll probably go down here and light this one.
Okay.
That should be enough light.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of light.
And then I would just return back to the lean-to.
Okay. You don't see any tracks as you. Nadia sees no tracks as you guys travel to those two trees and back.
Then I would also like to check the trees to the north of us as well.
Give me so that's a knowledge nature 20. Yeah, you see there's some like hare tracks, some winter hare that have moved through here. But past that, there's nothing bigger. But once again, you don't see any wildlife.
That's weird. That's weird, right? To see the footprints, but not any wildlife?
Mm-hmm.
All right, check the trees to the northwest.
Let me get another roll.
Okay.
Mativis, are you going with her?
23? Yeah, sure.
Do you not want to?
Security? Security!
Over here, there's tracks, but you can't really make out what kind they are. It's really weird. They're hoof tracks. Like, from what you're looking at, it looks like something's got to be weird or wrong, because you're not used to a six-legged hoofed animal that has really thin, spindly legs.
Stop. Stop.
I say that out loud. So Logoth hears it. And then you say for me to stop?
Come back to the light, by the way.
But Mativas doesn't know what it is.
Nah. I was going to say, while all that bickering was going on, I was up on that ridge trying to talk to my sword. Any information about the area from him.
It was not quite enough for you to actually have a chance to sit and talk.
Okay.
I mean, if you took a watch, you'd probably be able to during that. But it's just,
I interrupted you.
Wasn't quite enough.
I don't know what a six-legged hoofed creature is. I've not personally seen such an animal, but I mean, I felt wary, but also it's possible that this is just a six-legged elk. Totally, mostly harmless.
And then as you say that, you hear off in the distance like this low thrum hooting sound. And it's like this, it's like an elk, but more bassy. And it just echoes through the night.
Or it could be one of the green witch's creatures, blighted creatures.
And then from somewhere else in the darkness, from a completely different direction, you hear another low thrumming, hooting sound as if to answer.
I use ground in order to light the torch.
Okay.
I draw my weapon.
Okay.
Or it could be two of the green witch's blighted creatures.
Then there's at least five more hooting sounds that come from the darkness.
Oh jeez.
And
with my hammer, I say, Judah, time to go to work and go outside.
Anu pokes his head up, or its head up, and it just like kind of looks like it's not happy with the situation at all.
Okay, it's.
I guess I'm not getting much studying done tonight, so I put the book up and get my books ready.
It's okay, Anu. If you know anything and you can speak Helic or Draconic, feel free.
Very clearly it says fire. Fire.
Ravy?
Raider.
What?
Anu's asking for fire or warning of fire. I'm not sure which.
What's going on? I'm coming out of the lean-to because I was inside resting.
Anu actually crawls from, it pops off of Nydia because Logoth is right there, and it kind of moves over onto you. Are you holding the torch with the bone arm or your flesh arm? Okay. So Anu actually leaps like a little flying squirrel from Nydia, because she's close enough to Logoth, onto the arm where the torch is. And it seems real interested in being as close to the fire as possible right now.
Okay, Ravy, can you get a bigger fire going for us? Like, maybe some of these trees could catch on fire. I don't know. I think
sure,
we need to be near fire.
But I need Ogun, because either we cut the trees or I light a whole tree on fire.
That's... Light a whole tree on fire.
Okay.
Shit.
Can we roll for initiative right now? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, if you guys want to roll for initiative, that's fine.
I'm lighting a tree on fire first, and then I'll roll.
Yeah, I don't know if we've reached initiative levels yet, but you can if you want. Yeah, tree goes up. It's already dry because it's so cold. So it's just like a giant torch.
Showing everyone where we are. But anyway,
everybody crowd around the tree.
Dragon hops off of Logoth and starts walking its little floppy feet over to the tree.
Little otter legs.
It's good that I'm last in initiative. I'm lighting a tree on fire. Oh, wait. I beat Matt G. Never mind.
I think he rolled a natural one.
I did.
Jeez.
Do we have any time before whatever's coming is coming?
Oh, yeah. You have plenty of time before whatever's coming is coming.
Does anyone have any, kind of oil? We could get off our weapons alight.
I'd like to cast Magic Circle against evil.
I'm just standing by a lit tree with my claws ready. That's the only thing I can think of to do. I'm following what Anu is doing.
So my question is, how long are you guys waiting by the burning tree?
I am gonna move from the burning tree.
If nothing's happening, the burning tree's working.
I'm just trying to see how long you guys are standing near the burning tree. It's very warm near the burning tree.
Yeah. I would imagine it would be.
Yeah.
Well, eventually the burning tree is going to have to fall because it's on fire.
Right. What are we? We're talking about 10 minutes pass.
What's and nothing point? Happens.
I mean, the tree burns.
Anu
is very comfortable sitting near the fire of the burning tree.
I know that in real life, in real animals are usually, if you have a open fire, will not come.
Yeah.
We'll keep them away. So maybe we put a fire outside the lean-to? Like a campfire?
Yeah, we've got those two... Well, we've got one tree that's lit. Like, one tree that's on fire. One tree that has light. It's like the light should keep them out, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, it'd probably be the fire that would keep them away, not just the light. I mean, I don't know. I when I camped in Alaska, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Campfire would keep most things away.
Yep. We could catch two more trees on fire, one to the northwest and one to the north.
I'm just throwing out ideas. If anyone has a better idea, by all means.
I like it. So I'll light a fire over here by Allegan, up against the cliff face, and I'll also put my cauldron on it.
Okay. So about a half an hour passes. No more hooting. Just silent. Tree is burning. Anu is very comfortable by the warmth of the fire.
I'm nervous, Anu, being that far away from me.
Being a, you know, reptilian creature. Warmth is important.
Okay, we can go back to watches now and just keep the campfire going, I guess.
Okay. All right. Yeah, y'all go to bed. I'm going to stay up a bit longer.
I'll stay with you.
I'm going to pray and rest, get my spells back.
Okay.
Anu, will you come over here with me by this fire?
At this point, the tree fire is bigger. So he's staying by the tree fire.
Okay. You're making me really nervous, bud.
I'm going to go back inside and attempt to sleep.
Okay.
I'm going inside and sleeping.
Okay. First right. watch, it's Mativis. Well, Logoth, what are you doing?
I will stand watch, by okay. the way.
So Logoth, Nydia, and Mativis are up. Everybody else is resting. And Anu, everybody else is resting.
I would like to use my my cauldron stuff, my witchy cauldron stuff, brew thing for the first time. But I'd also, can I also talk to Fultrace while I'm doing that?
I mean, you can make communion. But, yes, I would say yes.
Butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks!
So I'm going to, like, bounce off this wall here. And she's like, flash in the back.
How's that go again? One more time. Yeah, can I get that? Can you isolate that, Jim, and use it for me a lot?
Sure. Would you like it as a ringtone?
I would love it. I just went, that's great. Makes me happy. Okay. So after
you should say pachow that way, and we'll get the sponsorship deal we want.
For second level, I believe it's badgers. Correct or incorrect?
It's badgers.
Yeah, I thought it was badgers.
Spectral badger.
How did we get here? How did we get here?
How did you know? Did you listen to our podcast? Oh, this seems to be a recurring theme now on Old Magic Gaming.
Holy jeez.
Is this the bowl badger?
How did we get here? I love it.
Man,
so
it's you guys. You guys are acting like badgers aren't great monsters, by the way. Like,
well, have you not heard Crown of Queens, episode 1?
No, I haven't actually. Okay. You know, I had a really good character build for Crown of Queens, but it didn't come to fruition. But
there was a
spectral badger.
Yeah, we had a
problem. We had. Well, it wasn't actually a spectral badger, but that's what we kept calling it.
It was a spectral giant, but Anton just had just some pre-made assets. Right. It happened to be a badger, and you could hear us all. As soon as it hit the map, we went, wait, what?
I'm trying to find it. It's got to be in here.